You have now reached Refugio Pazzini Fratella, which was completed in 1926 and named after Milanese mountaineer Emilio Pazzini. In 1982, the refuge was given its new name, Pazzini Fratella, in memory of Alpini general Carlo Fratella and his son Augusto, who died on Cima Grande di Lavaredo. Capanna Sedec, built in 1888 and owned by the Milan section of Club Alpino Italiano, was located near the current refuge. When the war broke out, the hut was guarded by a small unit of Alpini soldiers. On 17 September 1915, Centuria Valtellina climbed up the Val di Sedec to attempt an attack on Austro-Hungarian positions. Specifically, the Italian soldiers intended to position a 70mm gun at Passo della Bottiglia to shell Schaubachhut below. At the head of the Solda Valley and today called Refugio Città di Milano and #8211, and Hallischer Hut situated near Passo del Lago Gelato. At dawn on 20 September, the Italian column was dragging the gun to Capanna Sedec and continuing along the Vedretta del Gran Zebru when the Austrians above them at Passo del Sivdale opened fire, soon stopping the Italians in their tracks. At this point, Capanna Sedec, guarded by 25 Italian soldiers armed only with rifles and evidently exposed to fire, became the subject of a joint attack on 23 September from both artillery positioned at Passo del Sivdale and by a large group of Standschützen, who obliged them to retreat, sacking and burning down the refuge and destroying it. On 30 and 31 October, the Italian Alpini soldiers managed to reach Passo della Bottiglia, striking Schaubachhut repeatedly as reprisals. As you descend path 528, you will see many military artifacts, silent testimony to the fighting which took place here. A century on, those directly involved in these events are no longer with us. In order to remember those who fought on these mountains and, in many cases, suffered and died here, we would like to remember the dramatic story of a Valferva Alpine guide, Luigi Confortola, born in 1881, who went mad as a result of the war and lived in great poverty after the war. As we have seen, during the White War, Alpine guides were much used as forward soldiers as a result of their perfect knowledge of the terrain and ability to move across complex and challenging high mountain terrain. Evidently, their exposure to risk, the violence suffered and meted out, the continual risk of death and also of the deafening sound of shelling had dealt poor Luigi Confortola a shock he never recovered from.